After the prologue, the stack looks like the picture above. The stack and its variables are ready for use by the subroutine. Step 7, the subroutine may alter any T, A, or V registers, or any S register that it saved in the prologue. The subroutine uses local variables as a displacement off of the current value of the frame pointer. Step 9, the subroutine may push and pop values on the stack using the stack pointer. It might do this for arithmetic evaluation or other algorithms that use the stack. If the subroutine calls another subroutine, then it does so by following these rules.